school's surge, device bans take hold, and a program worth watching. San Diego Unified School District is 2 weeks into the 2026-2027 school year, and early indicators are encouraging. A summer enrollment campaign brought in 3,033 new students, more than double the district's annual recruitment target of 1,309, through 52 in-person enrollment hubs deployed across the county. More than 71% of 2026 graduates were deemed college or career-ready, strong figures for a district that has navigated enrollment pressure and demographic shifts for several years. A new technology restriction policy is now fully live across more than 100,000 students at 175 schools. YouTube blocked by default on district Chromebooks unless a teacher explicitly enables it, non-instructional gaming banned, and device carts removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. The board passed the policy 5-0 with a January 2027 early assessment scheduled. The posture puts San Diego Unified in a different position than many large urban districts that have struggled to adopt any coherent device use framework. The Teach Lead program deserves particular attention. Launched in 2021 with 22 students at two schools, it now serves 400 high school students from 20 schools across the district. The model places high schoolers as paid assistant teachers in elementary classrooms while they earn elective credit, giving older students professional experience, providing elementary kids with additional support, and building a pipeline of potential future educators who have already stood in a classroom. It requires no bond measure and no federal grant. It requires thinking differently about what high school students can do. Families in the Fours Ranch area should note that approximately 946 Del Sur Elementary students have been relocated to Stone Ranch Elementary for mold and moisture remediation, with a proposed return date of September 21. SDSU crossed 124,000 applicants this cycle, and together with UC San Diego, the two campuses received about 265,700 fall 2026 admission applications. Both institutions are part of a $10.7 billion campus construction wave that includes $4.3 billion earmarked for nearly 12,000 new student housing beds, a number that matters for the broader regional housing market, as on-campus beds remove students from competition with working families for off-campus rentals.